They had their choice of 50 states and thousands of cities, but both President Bush and John Kerry chose to campaign in Davenport, Iowa today. They held very different events, addressing different audiences, and we'll hear excerpts from both.
Senator Kerry of Massachusetts spoke first in what was billed as an economic summit from Wall Street to Main Street. He acknowledged the campaign confluence, but only briefly.
It occurred to me, I don't know how many of you know, I guess President Bush is just a few blocks from here. It occurred to me that he could come here for a great discussion about America's future if he were really willing to just turn the corner.
Senator Kerry then turned to subjects that fit his audience.
This discussion, you're not going to hear anything strident. And I hope nobody thinks of this as blowing through. We want to have a conversation. We really want to talk with you, not at you. And we've assembled some of the best leaders in our country who are supporting my candidacy for president because they believe, even at the risk of becoming involved in politics, which is not easy for CEOs of companies, they believe we can do better, that we can direct this country in a better direction, that we can be more responsible, that there are better ways to put people back to work, and there are some critical choices that we face as a nation. That's why I'm running for president of the United States, ladies and gentlemen. This is not about Democrats, Republicans, independents. It's not about red states and blue states. It's about the red, white, and blue. It's about the United States of America. It's about our country and what we do to make it stronger. In 1856, the very first bridge over the Mississippi was built, and it brought the Rock Island Railroad straight through Davenport, and growth took place, development went on, drew thousands of people here who sought their fortunes in the mills and the factories and the shops that lined the streets. I happen to be from Massachusetts. The president of the Bank of America, Chad Gifford's from Massachusetts, he knows what I'm talking about. We're built of the same stock. Mills and factories and immigrants who came in to help define the story of America. Most states are built on that. And I think a lot of people here will tell you about that. But in the last few years, a lot has changed. In the year 2000, we had a $5.6 trillion surplus. We had balanced our budget. We paid down the debt for 2 years in a row. We had money to try to decide how to invest in our nation in jobs, in job training, in partnerships, how to be responsible in exciting our economy. We are now almost $5 trillion plus in debt. The debt of our country is growing. We have deficits as far out as we can see. We just announced the largest deficit in history. We've lost in the last 4 years 1.8 million private sector jobs in America, 25,000 of them right here in Iowa. Now, some people get upset when you tell the truth and talk the facts. Some people say the best we can do is have jobs that pay $9,000 less than the ones we've lost. And some people say this is the best economy we've ever had. They say that if you think we can do better and you talk about doing better and you have a better plan and you lay it out, you're a pessimist. Well, I think they're wrong. I think they're wrong. My answer is there is nothing more pessimistic than saying America can't do better than we're doing today. We can do better. And that's what we're going to do.
Not long after Senator Kerry finished, President Bush spoke at a rally in a park along the Mississippi River. He was frequently interrupted by cheers, applause, and chants of 4 more years. He wrapped up his remarks, his standard stump speech, with references to the War on Terror.
There are quiet times in the life of a nation when little is expected of its leaders. This isn't one of those times. It's a time that requires strength and firm resolve. This is a time that requires courage and our willingness to lead. None of us will ever forget that era. That week when one era ended and another one began. On September the 14th, 2001, I stood in the ruins of the Twin Towers. It's a day I will never forget. There were workers in hard hats yelling at me, "Whatever it takes." A guy grabbed me by the arm. He had tears in his eyes. He was exhausted from searching through the rubble to find his friend. He said, "Do not let me down." He took it personally. The people searching through the rubble took that day personally. You took it personally, and so did I. I wake up every morning thinking about how to better protect our people. I will never relent in defending America, whatever it takes. We've come through much together. We've done hard work. During the next 4 years, we will spread ownership and opportunity all throughout our land. We'll pass the enduring values of our country to another generation. And during the next 4 years, we'll continue to lead in the cause of freedom so the world will be a more peaceful place. You know, 4 years ago, I traveled your great state asking for the vote, and I made a pledge that if you honored me with this great responsibility, I would uphold the dignity and the honor of the office to which I had been elected. So help me God. And with your help, I will do so during the next 4 years. May God bless you. Thanks for coming.
President George Bush today in Davenport, Iowa. We also heard from Senator John Kerry, who also picked Davenport for a campaign stop today.